Prickles is in, and we've just been joined by some special guests. We've got Vincent Valvona. I think Vinny sounds much better, don't you?
Yeah, but my daughter's boyfriend's called Vinny, so it would get very confusing with both.
Oh, crikey, yeah. What are the chances of that?
What are the chances of that?
So how are you? You all right?
I'm fine, yeah, not too bad at all. Been pretty busy the last few months and whatnot, you know, with new life and whatnot and a new partner and everything, so it's been really good.
New partner?
Well, not business partner.
Oh, right.
New wife.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
All right. But next year.
Well, good for you. Good for you. So, you've got your own company.
I do.
And I'm just looking at it down. It's complicated.
It is complicated. I mean, I've had a company name because I've been contracting for years and you have to work through a limited company.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I do it. But I'm effectively a freelance software and electronics engineer. But I do work with other people sometimes on joint ventures, like I'm doing some things with Richard, but I've also been working with John from AVO, or he's now AVO Marine, and we're developing a new intercom system. So,
wow.
But I also do things for other people, like Datum and whatnot. So
sounds complicated, doesn't it?
I'd like to think so, because if you say complicated, you can charge a bit more.
Yeah, true.
It's not that complicated.
True. So design and consultancy, standards and procedures, reviews and rework, business software, embedded software, microcontrollers. See, that's gone right over my head. That's what we need you.
But it's not. Yeah, that isn't for people like you. But the stuff that we're going to do is that's to market for the people who want to have this stuff designed, but the products themselves hopefully are going to be reasonably simple.
All right.
That's the whole point of it.
Should we bring in Richard?
Go on.
Because Richard's here as well. So just get a little bit closer to that microphone there, Richard.
Oh,
and,
there we are.
Tell us, because I know you've been in before. And,
yeah, it was last year, wasn't it?
It was. Tell us a bit more about the business. Why would we need you? When do we call you?
If you want an Android app, then... It's more than that. I do Java programming, so
right.
Android's a big part of it, and
it's kind of web, not web pages, but stuff that goes behind the web pages.
I wouldn't say. Well,
you're like a double X, aren't I?
A web page, web
applications.
Web applications are separate, but I'm more interested in the Android programming itself. It's not the same as web programming. Well, I've done web programming, and I've combined it with Android programming. But Android is more me. I'd say it's more my type of thing.
So why would you go for Android over Apple then?
I did a master's from 2011 until 2012.
Yeah.
And basically, this was like a conversion course from my maths degree, and part of it was like Android or mobile apps, but it's because it's open source. It doesn't cost to download Java or Android SDK, which is the Android version. So it basically stemmed naturally from doing that.
Right.
It was like a natural.
It's easier to get into.
Apple stuff's
free, but it's much more controlled. If you want to put stuff onto their website, it's very, very much more controlled. But the Android stuff is much, and it's a much bigger user base now.
So
there's far more Android about than there is than there is Apple.
I think there's a lot more companies that are kind of challenging Apple, aren't they? A bit, you know. Samsung's a bit obviously kind of led the way, and others are now following. So you basically build apps.
All
right.
Doing
okay.
One at the moment.
So just say, for instance, if we got you to build one for the 4-piece. How much would it cost? To have an app built.
So what do you want in it?
It's a very difficult thing to ask.
That's a good question. I'll ask another one then. Should we have in it? What should we have in it?
Well, firstly, what is the 4Ps project about?
4Ps project is all about the teaching of youngsters radio communication skills.
Okay, and what sort of I'm guessing it's some sort of teaching based software, obviously involved in doing this. But I can't really give anything at the top of my head at the moment because I don't really understand it. I've not actually seen it.
Right. Okay. Well, the 4Ps is like a radio training school.
Oh, right.
Okay.
So are you talking about something which has got a web behind it and a database behind it?
Yes.
That it's talking to? It's a difficult one.
It's
software
hard.
Is notoriously long-winded and expensive. Unless you've got something very similar, which you can say, take that off the shelf, do a few mods to it, and you've got your new product. So what we try to do is we tend to do our own products and sell products rather than services. We will do design for people.
Okay.
But it can take several months to do something from scratch.
Okay.
It depends on how complicated it is.
So where do we find what you do? Where can we find physically where we can have a look at it?
You can look at my website, which describes me as a freelance software engineer. But eventually, the idea is to have our own apps, like little business apps, or do stuff for people like yourselves and come up to some sort of reasonable cost on do that. So that people can just say, well, I either buy that or I don't. I mean, if you go to an app, an app doesn't usually cost you much to download. It's either they make money out of banner advertising or you make your money out of a few downloads. But it can take 2 or 3 months to do that. I mean, if you were to pay that, it would cost you several £1,000s, but most people won't be prepared to pay that. So really, what you've got to have is kind of a template so that you can get something similar and do that, and then reuse the code itself somewhere else, so you're not charging for the full development. So you might only charge them for a few weeks. You know, you might, I don't know, I mean, if your app's successful, you might make $4,000 or $5,000 a year out of it. So you might charge them $1,000, a couple of thousand, or it might be a few hundred if it's a simple thing. Yeah, it might be a day's work, a couple of £100. It depends on really what it is you want.
Is that the sort of thing that you do, though? Is that what, you know, or have we gone down, have I led you down the wrong road?
It's stuff we can do, but what we want to do is sell finished products rather than have someone come and say, please design this for me. I mean, we will do that, but it's much better to say, like with the intercom system, well, here it is, this is what it costs.
Right.
You know, it may have taken us 2 years to design that, which it probably has, but this is it. And it's the same with the apps. We want to do little kind of, well, I want to do business app. He wants to do a few games. But then people just can choose whether they want to. And although it's taken 3 months, they're not going to be paying the development costs, because it is absolutely prohibitive, especially if you want to do a good job on it. I mean, my background is sort of like mission critical stuff, safety critical stuff, where I've been in avionics and whatnot. But also, if you're doing large scale production, you have to make it work right, because if someone has to recall it, it's very, very expensive.
Okay. What are you working on at the moment? This is like complicated. This is like blowing my mind.
We're doing a price calculator sort of app. It's basically, it's about. It's meant to be for, it could be for small businesses or people who basically want to task, basically simple tasks.
It's to price up a job.
Pricing up a job,
right. If you're a builder or a hairdresser or anyone, you say, you can quickly do a quick quotation, because you can say, well, I'm doing one of them, three of those, this is what I normally buy them for. It tells you what your profit is and everything. That's what we're kind of working on. And it should be moderately successful, but then you can link that into other things. You can, if you do that, you might better have other services that you can offer. But it's just something to get started.
Okay.
You need a whole range of little applications which might be useful to local businesses or businesses throughout the world. And they're not going to be very expensive to buy, or they can come, you'll get them for free and just...
Yeah, so the odd advert.
So what are the ones you're working on? We'll come to some games in a minute, but what other apps?
I'm not really doing anything else at the moment apart from that.
It's more just ideas at the moment where we want to go. Certainly with the intercom, which is what I've been spending a lot of my time on in the last couple of years in between doing some contract work. That we do sell around the world. I mean, perhaps when John, but he'll come in and give you a little talk as well. He used to do Happy Days in AVO, but he sold part of that off, and we've kept the AVO Marine part of it. So now we're doing marine intercom systems, We're doing a new version, which is a sort of a budget system to go into workboats and stuff like that.
But you say John? John from Happy Days?
John Wheeler, yeah.
John Wheeler?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay. Cool, that's a blast from the past, isn't it?
It is a blast from the past, and he's still going, and he's still, yeah, he's still as dynamic as he ever was.
Crikey. Blimey.
Yeah, but he's sold the events part of it off to his nephew and all that part of it, and we're just doing the marine intercom and the cameras.
Okay, excellent. So, and where can we see all this again? This is on a website, www.
That one will be aviomarine.com.
Okay.
It's AVO. There's no dash.
No, it's just AVO Marine.
Then Marine. So 9 letters, 1 word. AVO Marine is 1 word.
Okay. And what games? You say you've got apps. Is there an app game that we can go and have a look?
I haven't at the moment.
You did some in the past, didn't you?
Oh, hang on. This I did. Yeah, I did a Minesweeper. It's basically the same type of game as Minesweeper. This was a part of my university course.
Right. But it's not on the. It's not available.
No. It functioned well, but at the time I wasn't experienced at programming, and the thing that was holding me back then was having clean graphics. Now I'd be able to do that quite easily. Just make sure the graphics look nice. But I'm not a graphic designer, but basically it was the scaling. So if you make it bigger, then you don't want squares, or you know, you don't want it to be a lot of visible squares. So and you don't want it blurred or anything. You want it to look like a proper. You want it to look clean. So. 3 years ago, my experience was limited, but now I'm much more confident with Android programming. So, if I were to do it today, I think it could make a sellable app. It's not much wrong with the program itself runs fine. It's just that graphics bit. I haven't done any since then. So,
give out the details for your website again, so we can have a look, see what you do.
My website is www. electronic-solutions.uk.com. I need to update it. I didn't. I know.
Yeah.
Or you can just type to me at vvalbone@icloud.com.
Yeah. That's easier.
That's the problem when you're kind of free. Do you advertise as yourself, or do you advertise as a company?
Sure.
And sometimes, or do both, really.
Okay. What about you, Richard?
Oh,
how do we get hold of you and see what work you're up to?
Well, it's not no different. It was the Solid Core Software.
Yeah.
It's www.solidcoresoftware, all one word. So the core is like core of the earth. So Solid Core Software, all one word.
Brilliant.
.co.uk. But it's not. I was updating the website, but it still hasn't been updated, so don't be surprised if it puts you off a bit.
Is that down to you?
It's down to me, yes. it's my
like
fault.
Barbers always need a haircut, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. I'm a barber and I haven't had one, so...
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Vincent. And we shall podcast this and put some details on our website for you, all right?
Okay, thanks.
And hopefully see you soon.
Yeah. Cheers.